Я готовий до перемовин.
I am ready for negotiations with him. I was ready over the last 2 years. And I think that without negotiations, we cannot end this war. So I think that we have to use any format, any chance in order to have a possibility of negotiating, the possibility of talking to Putin. But if these attempts fail, that would mean that this is a third world war.
So he has a psychological warfare program where he tailors his speech to whatever group he's talking to and tells them they've got to come to his aid with a no-fly zone and strikes on Russians that'll then lead to tactical nukes and perhaps the end of the world. And that's what he said. He said, play the clip at the start of the show. It's up on Infowars.com if you want to see it. It was on CNN. He said, we must go to war with Russia. NATO and America must come into the fight, or there'll be World War III. That is doublespeak right out of 1984. We must have nuclear war to stop nuclear war. That's right out of 1984. Here's a quote. Oceania was at war with Eurasia. Therefore, Oceania had always been at war with Eurasia. But then later, Oceania had never been at war with East Asia, and so it had never been at war. What a time, my friends, to be alive on this planet. Wow. Zelensky, that we're told is the second coming of Christ, has outlawed all opposition parties. He'd already outlawed the conservative parties and other parties that opposed him and banned any TV stations or media that criticized him a few years ago. And locked up tens of thousands of political dissidents. But now he banned the remaining 11 liberal opposition parties. No other parties are allowed to operate. He seized control and announced all media is being put into one channel now. That is real freedom. And he threatened nuclear war. He said, if you don't start a war with Russia and attack them, NATO, there'll be nuclear war. Translated, if you don't start World War III, there will be World War III. Here is a clip of him on CNN with Bilderberg Group member Fareed Zakaria.
Will it be hard? Will it be painful for you to have to sit down with Putin, were he to agree, and negotiate with him?
I am ready for negotiations with him. I was ready over the last 2 years. And I think that without negotiations, we cannot end this war. So I think that we have to use any format, any chance in order to have a possibility of negotiating, the possibility of talking to Putin. But if these attempts fail, that would mean that this is a third world war.
Okay, so there you go. Now, here's Biden bragging about the bombing of Belgrade for 78 days in the mid-1990s, in 1999, bragging about what happened. And this is what the Russians are pointing out. The UN went in and bombed out a country and literally did more intense bombing than Putin's doing, targeting even civilian targets, blowing up Chinese embassies, you name it, using depleted uranium. And that's all liberal and trendy and good. It was all based on a fake ITN BBC report that people were starving to death when it showed a man with tuberculosis with his hands on a fence wanting into the UN food station. But they said that was a man in a Serbian concentration camp. So Hitler's always invoked by both sides in anything since World War II. It's incredible. But here he is bragging about the war crimes of bombing Serbia.
Different. I'm just want to know what you suggest, because back then when I was in your position, I was suggesting we bomb Belgrade. I was suggesting that we send American pilots in and blow up all the bridges on the Drina. I was suggesting we take out his oil supplies. I was suggesting very specific action.
And isn't it interesting that we didn't?
And now we've got the endless footage on the news of Bush Sr., little evil son, another warmonger, along with Bill Clinton, delivering wreaths to the big Ukrainian church in D.C., saying they're sorry for the war crimes of Putin, when those two launched multiple illegal wars apiece. Obama also did the same thing. 11 million dead under their belts. Obama, Bush, and Clinton from civilian deaths from starvation. But isn't that the name of the game? Speaking of that, we told you it was coming in my seminal film, The Obama Deception. I spent 10 minutes in that film on carbon taxes and how they would soon, within the year 2025, ask for you to give up your pets. Well, now BBC, Bloomberg, and others are saying, kill your dog and kill your cat to stop Putin. I'm not joking. It's all coming up today. They're offering a dystopian future. They are demanding you submit and turn over everything. It's a war on life.
It's hard to believe that we're already into March 2022. And in the month of February, we had a very popular sale that was going of our flagship product, X3, that has all three types of the amazing iodine your body needs for every electrochemical cellular activity in your body, your immune system, your stamina, your libido, so much. And the majority of the population of the world is iodine deficient. This is the very best iodine out there. So we had it on sale 50% off, but we sold more than half of what we have. Or is it going to come in for a long time? So I took it back to full price. And I was just thinking, you know what? We need the funds in now to stay on air. Plus, this is a great product everybody needs. So to incentivize folks out there that have been on the fence to get X3 and experience it for yourself and support the broadcast, I'm going to keep it at 50% off until it sells out. Get X3 right now exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off.
Is it true? Everybody's asking me this. I was on a few shows this morning, and both shows asked me, one TV, one radio, they said, is it true, like I'm the Oracle or something, that they're going to kill Putin? And the answer is absolutely, they're going to try. And that's why Lindsey Graham on the Armed Services Committee is running around saying three times now, Russia, kill Putin and we'll let you out of this. And that is something that's done in a lot of countries throughout history. Of the emperor doesn't do what the establishment likes, they'll get rid of him. But the establishment in Russia was behind this Ukraine situation. So I wouldn't hold your breath. But there have been a lot of assassination attempts. But when you see stuff out of the mirror, hyping it, saying, oh, spies say it's going to happen. What, the same 25 intelligence heads that told us the Hunter laptop was fake are the ones that told us Trump was a Russian agent? You mean those liars? When they say it's going to happen, that's just affirmation voodoo crap. They don't know it's going to happen and the Russian ruling class is going to kill Putin. They're just hoping some weak-minded person hears that and believes it. Russian elite plan to poison Putin and have chosen a successor, claim the spooks. Kremlin insiders are plotting to remove Vladimir Putin by poisoning him, a Ukraine intelligence body has claimed. Oh, the same ones that told us about the ghost of Kiev and the massacre at Snake Island and all the actresses and actors they caught going to rubble sites and posing like they'd been climbing out of it with their babies. They brag that Zelensky's so good at lying to everyone. So no, I don't think that is an imminent thing, but it definitely is in the cards. But what's really going on is Zelensky, depending on what country he talks to, in the U.S. he invokes Pearl Harbor and 9/11. And Schwarzenegger invokes January 6th, because, you know, his enemy is the American people. But Zelensky goes to Israel and says, there's a final solution. Putin's a Nazi. He's going to kill all the Jews. Patently fake, patent lie. Hell, 70% of the Russian oligarchs just fled to Israel. They're Jewish. They're also pro-Putin. Just absolutely asinine. It's like claiming Trump's anti-Israel. It's preposterous. So he goes to other countries and told the Germans 2 days ago, you are responsible for a new Holocaust. So he has a psychological warfare program where he tailors his speech to whatever group he's talking to and tells them they've got to come to his aid with a no-fly zone and strikes on Russians that'll then lead to tactical nukes and perhaps the end of the world. And that's what he said. He said, play the clip at the start of the show. It's up on InfoWars.com. You want to see it. It was on CNN. He said, we must go to war with Russia. NATO and America must come into the fight, or there'll be World War III. That is doublespeak right out of 1984. We must have nuclear war to stop nuclear war. That's right out of 1984. Here's a quote. Oceania was at war with Eurasia. Therefore, Oceania had always been at war with Eurasia. But then later, Oceania had never been at war with East Asia, and so it had never been at war. EvaTacPlus.com. EvaTacPlus.com. Folks, you all know that InfoWars has been looking for really good sponsors that are top flight, that are high quality products that we can stand behind and celebrate and be excited about. And I have literally prayed to get some great sponsors after the globalists threatened and harassed and everything else our other good sponsors away. And now, because so many Americans know that giving in to tyranny doesn't make it go away, a lot of great sponsors are coming along to support us. And EvaTac is one of those companies. EvaTacPlus.com. When you go to that website, the site right here on screen, you get access to just amazing tactical gear and bags and knives and daggers and so much other survival gear. All of it is just the very best you're going to find out there. But if you were trying to buy one of these knives and they're exactly the same at one of the big stores like Cabela's, it'd be $100, $200. We're talking $20, $30, $40 for these knives, and they are high-end. And let me just tell you, this is a real Special Forces-style dagger. I mean, if things really break down and you got to protect yourself, this is just absolutely amazing, top of the line, and it is so inexpensive. It's ready to ship. It's quality, and they are financing the info war. The folks over at EvaTacPlus.com. EvaTacPlus.com.